Fiat. September 26, 1937. How God always gives to the creature, without ever ceasing. Gifts He gives to one who lives in His will. The palpitating life of God. The little winner. My fight in the divine will continues, and I remain stupefied in seeing how it always wants to give. And since I am small, nor can I enclose its immensity within me, with invincible patience and love, it waits for me to enclose within myself the truths it has spoken to me, accompanied by its graces, so that I may take possession of them. And as soon as it sees that I possess them, immediately it places itself in the attitude of wanting to give me and tell me even more surprising things. Will of God, how much you love me. How can I ever repay you? Then my lovable Jesus, coming for His usual short little visit, all goodness told me, "Blessed daughter, it is our divinity that possesses by nature the desire to always give. Just as you have a breath that constantly wants to breathe, even if you didn't want to, so do we possess the continuous act of always giving. And even if the creature, ungrateful, does not take what we give, it remains around us to sing the praises of the perfection, the goodness, the sanctity, and the generosity of our Supreme Being, as the triumph of our love and of how much we love the creature, waiting with a patience that only we can have for the creatures who would take what others have rejected from us. And our love is such that we adapt ourselves to them, giving little by little, because, being small, the creature cannot take all at once what we want to give her. But our giving must be continuous. We would feel as though faint, our breath being suffocated, if we did not give. Our divine will wants to be the life of the creature, the greatest act, the most exuberant love, which only a God can do and knows how to do. Now, in order to be possessed by her, our will gives her the gift of its praying virtue. And it takes the lead in order to confirm the gift, making all created things pray. It imposes itself on our love, power, and goodness, and makes our love, power, and goodness pray. All our attributes pray. Even our justice, mercy, and fortitude turn into prayer. No one can be missing. Whenever our will wants to do an act or give a gift, everyone and everything bend their knees to do what it wants. And when all have prayed, even our very divine attributes, we confirm the gift. The prayer of this creature becomes universal. And each time she prays, she has such power that all our things pray, even our attributes, because in that gift, she has received the right over all. What cannot be obtained with this gift of prayer? It can be said that the heavens move, and that our very being feels enthralled and bound, and it surrenders. After the gift of prayer, I move on to give her the gift of love. And in order to be confirmed in love, she loves with new love in the sun, in the sky, in the wind, and even in our divine being, so as to acquire the right to love all and to be loved by all, with a new continuous love. Oh, if you knew what it means to be loved by all with an ever-growing love, and to have the power to love all with growing and new love. To be able to say to your Creator, growing and ever new is your love for me, growing and ever new is my love for you. This love surpasses the heavens. It fills the celestial fatherland, and its waves come to unload themselves into our divine bosom. And oh, the marvels that take place. All remain astounded and glorify my divine volition for such a great gift it gives to the creature. Now, as we give her this gift, we enlarge her capacity so that she may comprehend the gift she has received and make use of it. Then we move on to give her the gift of inseparability, of union with God, which is such that she reaches the point of feeling our life more than her own. God becomes for her the actor and spectator, and she remains as the bearer of her Creator, living with this very life, with this love and power. With this gift, everything becomes her own. She has the right over all. And when we see that she possesses it, we add the gift of making her triumphant over all. Triumphant over herself. Triumphant over God. All is triumph in her. Triumph of grace, of sanctity, and of love. And we call her our winner. We let her win everything because that is our gift for her. And when we give, we want to see the fruits that our gift contains. Therefore, for each act she does in our will, each word, work, and step, many distinct harmonies are formed between she and us, one more beautiful than the other. She keeps us constantly busy, and our love is so great that on the outside we surround her with all our works, while in her interior we invest her and repeat all our acts that have been bearers of life. Hence, the life of the Queen, and the life of the Word upon earth, which was a continuous excess of love that gave new life to all. So, we always give. We are never exhausted. The soul who lives in our will is the full day of our continuous works, and our life that palpitates and repeats our acts, which are always in act without ever ceasing. Therefore, she is our triumph and our little winner. And this is our delirium of love. We want to be conquered by the creature. When she wins, our love is unleashed, and our yearning and delirium find life in the creature, and they rest.